This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Christmas classic, The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Apologies, we couldn't get our hands on the Philomena Begley version of that song, which obviously has become a modern day classic.
Yeah, oh, it's very good. I like it a lot. You know,
the special late edition.
Back in a Christmas in a block with cheese and open a doodle dee doodle dee dee. Something like that, I think. Oh, yeah,
such an iconic song done so badly. Anyway, late show, of course, is what we're talking about. It was a bizarre thing. The tribute to the bit with the singing bit of
was it a tribute? Does it count to say it was a tribute? I think maybe it does. Does it?
What do you mean?
Have to be dead.
Ah, no, you can have a tribute. You can have a whatever. It's kind of, although a few people, I know Twitter went bananas about it and start saying it looked like a living wake and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mind you, Twitter goes mad about everything. So.
Twitter's never not gone mad about anything. So
that's true.
That's the normal sort of reaction.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Waking up happy with PJ Jim on this Tuesday morning, 17th of December, just 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Brilliant to have you along. It is a chilly one out there, I tell you. But it's not going to bother Aaron because tomorrow he's flying, sorry, not tomorrow, Thursday, he's flying off to Dubai.
Off to
Christmas and the New Year's Eve.
Ah, savage. You're going to have a great time over there. That's
what
for sure.
What are you doing to the machines? Will you stop playing with the machines?
I'm not doing anything. I actually can't figure it. Everything's not working the way it normally works.
I'll come over and fix it now.
Anyway, won't.
Aaron, enjoy that. My God, I like the sound of that. Sunshine. Well, to be honest with you, just because it's so bloody cold today, sunshine anywhere sounds fantastic.
It's been so cold now since October. I'm starting to get annoyed about the whole thing, so I am.
And Dan in Newtown Shandon's been on to say, Christ on a bike, it's slick. Rain on the frost has it well sketchy in Newtown Shandon today.
Oh, good God.
Well sketchy.
Well, that definitely calls for a bar.
I'm on the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dan. JP, another somebody who's not particularly worried about the chills or anything like that because he's gone on his holidays.
Oh.
Three more mornings he has and then he's off.
Way
for
off.
2 weeks. Well, you see, you know JP works school sort of hours.
Yeah.
So he'd be off for like a month at Christmas.
He'll be
something.
Off till February, or will he?
Yeah, yeah.
Just back in time for the midterm type of thing.
Martin the Trucker, morning to you. I see Dan and Cork on with us as well. John Heavey, morning lads. Jim, have you seen the video on social media of PJ doing the woohoo challenge? Too funny. Looks like his body's in spasm. What's all that about?
I don't know. What is that about?
I don't know. When did you do the woohoo challenge and what even is it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what that's about.
What are you doing behind me back? What are you doing when I'm not around?
I actually don't know. I wish I could tell you I was doing have a great time behind your back, but I can't think of any of it.
John, what are you talking about? Is it definitely our PJ, yeah? What are you up to? Anyway.
I have no idea what that is.
We'll get to the bottom of it. Margaret is feeling very tired today. Looking forward to our Christmas break. Absolutely. What else have we got? Morning, PJ and Jim. Woke up at 2 this morning. Still trying to go back to sleep. I'd let it go.
Oh, God. It's over now.
I'd let it go. Sarah's waiting for the alarm to go off at 7:20. I'd say that's, yeah, might be too long.
It's over now.
It's over, Sarah.
Too late, unfortunately.
Who else are we seeing here? Let's see. There's Anto Weff. There's Al the Chef. Commie Al, isn't it? That's a right hardy one out there from Nigel and Kalukan. Nippy in, where's this now? We're in Villierstown in County Waterford, apparently. That's a new one for us, is it?
Yeah. Oh my God, I thought his name was Nippy. I was like, oh yeah, I was about to go, morning Nippy.
No, what's it's Mary. Mary Delaney.
It's Mary Nippy, is it?
Yeah, in Villierstown.
Oh, for God's sake, I got that arseways. I thought it was Nippy was the name. I was like, all right, Nippy. Those things, what's it like, I nearly said, in Waterford this morning.
Joe in Drimnagh says, it's like Pearl Harbor out there. I have no idea what that's a reference to.
And he's saying there's a nip in the air. Hey, you be careful talking about Nippy like
right,
that.
Oh, right, I see what you mean. He was being all politically incorrect there.
What? I still don't
Joe
get
Trimble
it.
Was. What the heck is this? Done it with the Young Offenders cast. I don't know what that's all about. Oh, he did it with the Young Offenders. You did it with the Young Offenders cast.
What?
The Woohoo Challenge. Ring any bells now, no?
No.
Right.
I don't know what it is. Honestly, I can't get my head around it now. I don't know. Sure, right. Look, I wasn't paying attention for most of the show. I was just trying to learn me lines and not do something ridiculous. Turns out I did a woo-hoo.
Annie Lennox walking on broken... Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. Very bizarre. Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Lara Barr has been checking in. The real Nipper has checked in.
Oh, the real Nipper.
The actual
yeah.
real Nipper.
More than Nipper.
And also, Len in Limerick's been awake listening to the rain since 4 in the morning.
Oh, bloody hell. What,
that was meant to put you to sleep.
Say, yeah.
It's the sound of rain, not meant to.
It depends, I guess, unless it's laddering off the gap. Maybe it's after waking them right up. Thunder and lightning and everything.
Jurassic Greg has been on, Greg and Ballinasloe, saying, lads, you ever look at the PJ on Wikipedia? Check out the last line. Well, we normally do. It's completely wrong, isn't it? Like, it's got loads of stuff wrong.
Everything's wrong about
your Wikipedia thing. Your age is about 10 years out or something, is it?
Yeah, and it says I'm a lifelong Shamrock Rovers fan, for God's sake. Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Right, birthdays.
The last line, I wonder what he means.
Birthdays for you, Mr. PJ Gallagher. You ready to get stuck in? There's a few belters in here for you, right?
Okay, let's do this.
And we're going to start with an absolute nailed one. Nailed on for you, right? Stephen Cluxton is celebrating his birthday today.
Clucko. Brilliant.
One of your superheroes.
Stephen Clark. Ah, in fairness to him, what an absolute legend of a man.
Yeah.
Legend of the game.
I've never met him.
He's a very reserved fellow when you meet him.
Yeah. But I mean, he taught all three of my lads. Like, he's a teacher in the school where they all went. And
you never met him.
Never had cause to meet him. So I really should have taken
Jim
more
wasn't mad into the old parent-teacher meetings there, as you can see.
I should have taken more of an interest in the PTAs, yeah.
Not big into it. Yeah, right, so I'd say, yeah.
Oh, have you ever met him?
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
And like
a few times. I did a gig for the Dubs that time when he presented me with the signed jersey and everything. Yeah, so
how did the conversation go? How are you, Stephen?
I know, he was
lovely.
How are
you, PJ?
No, not at all. He was a great fella, so he was. But his missus is lovely as well. And she's the talker of the two, I would say.
All right.
And apparently listens.
So maybe
she's
he just can't get a word in.
Now. She listens to the show very regularly.
Really?
Turns it on in the morning and all. Even though I think Stephen told me he prefers to listen to another station, in fairness to him.
That was nice of him.
And then she was like, no! Or maybe it was the other way around. No, that was the way around, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen can go and feck off now, if that's the case.
Hey, you go and feck off.
Where was you, Joe?
You go and feck off. Stadium. Slagging off the Dublin legends. I know. Well, we have him one way or the other. He's stuck with us because
Joe listens and she rules the roost.
Yeah.
Maybe Stephen can't get a word in.
I don't think he tries to get. Does he? I don't think he's not exactly a. You know, he's a Flavor Flav. He isn't. You know, he's Puff Daddy. He isn't. He's a man that likes to just go about his business, I think.
But a legend of the game now, he'll be enshrined in GAA history.
Yeah, what is he now, 38?
39.
Oh, okay.
39.
Okay, happy birthday, Mr. Stephen.
It's mad, isn't it? Because it just feels like he's been around since GAA was invented.
Sir, he's been around for all the big wins of late. He's been around, yeah.
Right, the other one we have for you is Pope Francis himself. The Pope is celebrating his birthday today.
The Pope is?
So it says.
Jeepers, happy birthday, Papa.
That is, he is the Pope, isn't he? Pope Francis. That's not the name of a rapper or whatever. It's the actual Pope, isn't it?
I think so. There's a new show coming to Netflix called The Two Popes. And it's supposed to be about when this fella took the helm off Rat Singer.
Oh, really?
And he said Rat Flavor. That's a different thing altogether. Yeah, it's supposed to be very, very good.
So
it's very, very good. I think it's out in the next couple of days. We should do it for the old Biscuits and TV, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, I think tomorrow's our last Biscuits and TV before Christmas.
Yeah, and of course it's going to end up being Christmassy. Yeah, what was it we picked again? Actually, now I have to remember.
Claws.
Oh, I better watch that
tonight.
I
haven't got around to watching it myself.
I'll watch that tonight, yeah. I'm really looking forward to now spending a Tuesday watching cartoons.
Watching a cartoon, yeah.
Right,
Popey Francis.
Popey Francis is 83.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, go on. Ever that.
See that? You always
one
pretend
off the
to
post,
be
one
not
in the
religious.
Back of the neck.
Not religious at all. You do great on the popes, you do. Right, Craig Doyle celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, Craig Doyle, the man who was absolutely everywhere, all the time. It got to the stage that where if you were answering your phone, Craig Doyle was literally the answer machine of you on your phone. That's how everywhere he was.
RTÉ had a habit of doing that for a while, didn't they?
Oh, he'd every show, he'd every ad, he'd everything. Yeah. And then I know a fella that he won a few quid in the lotto, right?
And Craig Doyle showed up and gave it to him.
Pretty much.
Knocked on his door and gave
he
him
was
a few
on
quid.
All the he was on Craig Dunn was on every ad, he was on all the radio, he was on everything on
RTE. Man of the moment.
He was literally everywhere. And the guy I know, he won a few quid in the lotto, not a big jackpot or anything. Turns up at the lotto headquarters, they bring you into a room. He said, "We're gonna you have to watch this video about responsibility and everything, right?"
Yeah.
And the video goes, "Hi, I'm Craig Doyle. This is true. And here is how you can handle winning, being a lottery winner." Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was literally everywhere.
I think
everywhere.
He does the sport now, doesn't he? He does a bit of rugby on BT Sport, I think.
Well, you know, that's how he got into the whole media thing, is he's a huge motorbike fan. And he was one of the original people that covered the TT for ITV4.
Wow.
So there you go. He's a huge bike fan.
Cool ability. How old is he then?
He's 43.
49.
Oh, God.
49.
Jesus, I didn't think
looks
that.
Looks well on us.
Yeah, he does.
Good looking
fairness.
Boy, Craig Doyle. Right, what about Paula Radcliffe then?
Paula Radcliffe, yeah, the Olympian.
Because didn't we do Sonny O'Sullivan's birthday not that long ago?
We did, yeah.
I don't think there was that far back.
A week or so ago, was it?
What's Paula Radcliffe's kind of... Didn't she have a moment?
That is...
A public moment.
I'm actually in the middle of... I'll be honest with you here.
You're going to Google.
I'm Googling
something.
You're
cheating
again. No, I'm not cheating for that. But wasn't there some scandal or something? Was there?
I don't know. I just have it in the back of my head that Paula Radcliffe had a moment, a very public moment about something or other. You know the way Sonia had that unfortunate instance with the poo down the leg?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think she was in the paper, there you go, very, very recently, giving out about, or saying she's seen no evidence of Salazar. You know Salazar, who was with Mo Farah?
Right. Hang on a second. John Heavey's been back on to say she wasn't quite as bad as Sonia, but she did wee herself while running a race.
Ah, stop. We all do that. We all do that, sure. We've all had our sneaky wee.
By the way, John, PJ means he does that while working.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Her work is running around the track. PJ's work is coming in here, entertaining the nation. If he feels that he just can't be bothered to go next door, he just, you know.
Yeah.
Need takes him.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I do the wee-wee in my trousers and Jim talks to poo-poo out of his mouth. I'm going to say, Paula Radcliffe is 44.
46.
Ah.
46, right. And the last one then is Kay Burley of Sky News fame.
Oh, they're very serious, Kay Burley, yeah.
Yeah, who has now a new face, of course.
Yeah, she does. She invested in a new face, the plastic version of the old face.
That's exactly it.
I know.
The new shiny version.
She takes no mess, and now I tell you something, you wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of a...
Especially if you're a chair.
Of a gritty interview with her. Yeah. Oh, did you see the one where she interviewed the chair?
Yeah, if you're a chair, you get a very hard time.
She lashed that chair out of it.
Mm.
And she's very... takes a lot of strife. Flack from the left wingers as well.
Does she?
Yeah, well, it's Sky News, of course. So there's you know.
Basically, like European Fox News.
So now we're going over to the left wing movement to sneer at them through a series of very patronising questions. How do you feel? Don't you feel like a bit of an idiot out there in the cold today? It's all a bit of that goes on, doesn't it? There's a bit of that goes on, all right. It's
Kay Burley's kind of like she's kind of like an Anne Robinson character, isn't she? Sort of.
Yeah,
there's
she
a touch
is.
Of that about her.
I was going to say young Anne Robinson, but I've no idea what age Kay Burley. Oh, she's 52,
or Anne
I say. Oh, yeah, she's about 90, 100, and she's the Wicked Witch of the Weakest Link.
Right, Kay Burley's how long?
52.
59.
Okay. She looks pretty well.
I was about to say 95.
Even with a rubber head.
I nearly got that the wrong way around. 95, that would have been pushing.
Right, even with a rubber head, she looks
face.
Very well.
59 it is. Right, still, you got one in the bag. Welcome back, Tara. How are you?
Good 6:33. Morning.
This morning, just a big welcome for you back. Even Garrett in Limerick has been on to say morning, guys, and welcome back to temporary Tara as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Garrett. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I just needed a little pre-Christmas break before the Christmas break, you know?
Oh, my God, you're outrageous. I don't know how you do it. I swear to God.
Fantastic.
I'd love to see the pictures on your phone.
So you literally decided if you're like, okay, if I'm going to have a whole load of time off enjoying myself and partying over Christmas, I'm going to need a little break in advance.
I am, absolutely. Sure, you know, need to learn to relax into the festivities.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
Where do you go with
that?
So
do you have obviously you do. You have a pre-holiday holiday. You like to give yourself a wind down time before you have to go on holidays.
Look,
I'm not
going in for murder to do a couple of weeks in the can first.
I'm not like PJ who has like a birthday month.
Right.
So, you know, I just have a little pre-holiday holiday.
Right.
I mean, you had a birthday long weekend.
I had a birthday long weekend,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and he has a birthday month.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't get a day off.
A birthday quarter he has.
It was lovely. I was thinking of you on Friday evening as I sat in my Riverview room with my afternoon tea. I was thinking of you. I can actually feel
how much that hurt you there, PJ.
Swear to God.
I can feel that the mere mention of afternoon tea.
I just felt every mince pie she missed last week stirring in my stomach.
Oh, stop it.
Revenge is sweet. Actually, they weren't too sweet. They were absolutely perfect, to be perfectly honest. Christmas classic, Jonah Louie. Stop the Cavalry here at Classic Hits, and I'm Every Woman, Whitney Houston, just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 19 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 17th of December. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being around. A chilly one out there, in fairness. If you want to give us a shout, loads have on the old WhatsApp. It's free, as always, of course, 087-188-0008. The latest batch being Chainsaw Man checking in. Also, look at this, lads. Cross your fingers for me. We're supposed to be moving house to our new place today.
Oh, very good.
2 weeks delayed already.
Oh, not very good.
Wish us luck from Sue and Tom in, hopefully, Newcastle.
Oh, God, I hope that works out for you. What a time to be moving as well. Like, you won't be settled in for Christmas Day and all.
It's the classic in for Christmas, isn't it? That's a real benchmark for people.
It is. I don't know why we're doing it. It'd be much better if you just said, I don't care about Christmas, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be a lot easier if you said, well, just do it.
Take the pressure off.
If we do it properly by the end of January, we'd be laughing.
Exactly. Fred's been on. Say morning, PJ and Jim. I decided to take a day off and listen to the show from the comfort of my warm bed.
Oh, you're dead right. Now, there's a person that was the right thing to be doing today.
Can I just point out that I'm sure Fred took the day off for all sorts of reasons, not just to listen to this show.
Excuse me,
Jim. I just say to your boss, yeah, I'm taking tomorrow off. I want to listen to PJ and Jim while I'm in bed.
I see no reason why anyone wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that should be allowed, actually. There should be an official note for that.
You should get one holiday a year.
If you can have a duvet day, you should be allowed to have a PJ and Jim day.
Yeah, we should actually call around to you and get into the bed with you.
Steady, calm yourself. You don't want that, Freddy. You'll start doing this.
I will do.
Come here to me, Freddy. You dirty little Rasputin, you. I'll grab you by your curly tails and tug the onions off you.
You see what you started, Fred? You see? It's unbelievable. Pat Foley in Limerick's been on to say good morning. And also, now, Pat, we're deliberately, because I haven't seen it yet, we're deliberately not talking Young Offenders this morning. I know it was on last night, but because I didn't get to see it until tonight.
All right, yeah.
We're not talking about it this morning, but thank you for that.
I couldn't sleep last night, so I actually watched it for the first time when it was on.
At the proper time, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, right. We'll talk about it tomorrow when I've gotten to see it. No spoilers and all that, right?
Well, I think you did. Did I not tell you what it was about anyway, no?
I
think I did. Maybe not.
No, I've seen the little snippets that they're putting out. I retweeted the tweet with the little clip in it of you in the car with your better half.
Yeah, with Orla, yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't seen the full episode yet.
Ah, yeah, I think it's a bit of crack anyway. That's it now for the year. That's it. We won't be back till October
next year.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What have we got? Morning, lads. Will you tell Mrs. Lily White to relax? It'll all be grand. Says, obviously,
calm
the Lily
down,
White.
Mrs. Lily White, will you?
What's she upset about?
Who knows? I'm just joining in.
Just
calm down. Will you, Mrs. Lillyway?
By the way, Fred has pointed out that he didn't have to tell his boss he was taking a day off because he is the boss.
Ah, that's the way. Good
that's
on you, Fred.
Way. Yeah. Alan in Dublin has been on to say it's not that cold.
It is that cold, Alan. He's just showing us a picture of his car with 24.5 on the... He's blowing the head off himself inside the car. But Alan, get out of the car. Roll down the window. Stick your face out at about 100 kilometres an hour and see how that goes for you.
Absolutely. Somebody's saying, who's this? What's that? I don't know. That's what it is. The Galway Lithuanian from Wicklow is what he calls himself. Herself, as the case may be. Morning, lads. Nearly crashed my car in Wicklow town. Slippy, all right. Only 2 degrees.
Yeah, it's freezing.
I'm telling you something. That's one of the top text names we've had in a long
time. The Galway Lithuanian of Wicklow.
Yeah.
That's very well thought out.
That is.
And very well, great investigative work from Jim to figure it out this morning.
I just saw the text before.
Hey, Jim, stop this. Don't be unsleuthing yourself.
Elf Terry's all excited for Villa v Liverpool thirds tonight. Yeah, Liverpool are playing under 16s.
This is one of those moments where you say, Elf Terry, and I will say he's a lovely fella.
He is a lovely fella.
But this is one of those days you say, piss off, Terry.
Yeah, Because Terry, now you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah,
you'll probably still end up winning tonight.
Yeah, go on away with yourself. Give us a rest. Give us a break.
Is it not enough, Terry, that you've already won the Premiership and it's only bloody the 17th of December? No, it's not enough. You can't just leave it at that. No,
I'd say he was dancing out of his underpants after the Champions League draw yesterday as well.
Yeah, yeah. Who did they get?
They got
Waterworld.
Atletico Madrid.
Waterworld, yeah, or somebody. Yeah,
well, they actually got a good side, but that's even worse.
Yeah.
Because you can still see them doing it. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Liverpool! Liverpool!
Oh, jeepers. No, it's got to be like that.
No, but it won't. But it'll be all that sort of. When you walk.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it'll be all that.
If that's for the Liverpool hours. Fans, it's like the old Billy Connolly doing the whole when Elfman is singing, they go,
Biddy Bone.
Yeah, feed him
Biddy Biddy Bone. Yeah. And you never will do anything on your own.
Yeah. So basically, that was our way of wishing you the very best of luck, Elf Terry.
I go fart your trousers. Yeah. For the morning, that's it.
Jer says it's raining out. Well, thanks for that, Jer. Appreciate it. Dublin Kev has been checking in, and then who's that? That's a different Kev who's in Cork, who's saying that it's
-2 in Cork this morning on his car. Even the car has written outside on it, just in case. It actually says it's outside, it's -2, just in case you see that and panic that there's something wrong.
What sort of car is that, Kevin? That's a very flash looking car. That's almost as flash as PJ's Batmobile.
I knew there was a slight.
It has colours and everything and all in it.
Hey, you listen Fantastic. To me, you, right? I'll drive all over your... I don't know where I was going with that. Peace.
Right, listen, what have we got for you today? Loads. If you're a Bowie fan, more tickets for the Dublin Bowie Festival. We'll tell you about that after 7. All-important Secret Santa to be revealed after 7. Your chance to win an amazing trip to Florida for the whole family. Hit bit on the way after 7. God almighty, it's ramshackly
jam-packed. We're giving all kinds of things away.
And what did we... Oh, life hacks today. BJ's going to unveil life hacks.
How to survive Christmas Day and win it.
Exactly. Winning Christmas Day with PJ Gallagher on the show today. Pretty impressive stuff.
Well, you say that now, but you're after me. You left me hanging now. Now it feels like an anticlimax.
Well, no, I was expecting you to chime in with something, you know, witty and...
Yeah!
Erudite.
Okay, yeah! Day Christmas! Woo!
Michael Bublé, Let Us Know, here at Classic Hits, a Christmas classic, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 9:30 past 7 on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Also thanks to Mark and Marco in Dublin. They let us know apparently there's a bad crash on the M3 just before the toll bridge, so Yikes. you can watch out for that. That might cause you some problems. And I'll tell you something else that might cause us some problems in the... Well, when is this predicted to happen, PJ, exactly? Or has it happened?
Predicted to happen! Jim McCann,
don't tell me we missed it,
didn't
we?
You slept through an earthquake. Is that what you're telling me? What? An earthquake was reported off the Irish Sea, in the Irish Sea, off the coast of Dublin. Of course, you don't feel it, and you're in the hills.
Well,
you're
up there. It takes a lot to shake it up, you know what I mean?
I keep forgetting that. So it was an M2.5 tremor that was detected just before 8 p.m. on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, and of course you felt it, did you?
No, Jim, I'm in Dunleary. We don't have
earthquakes.
You're
on those special padded...
We don't have frost or rain.
Dunleary floats on one of those hovercraft type things that nothing affects it.
Yeah, listen to this maniac. We don't even get a bit of frost in the morning. He thinks we're having earthquakes. Are you out of your mind?
So, did anybody manage to get a bit of a shimmer out of it?
Well, I tell you something. The epicentre was a mere 90 kilometres off the northeast of Dublin. So it was.
A mere 90 kilometres.
Mere
wow.
90 kilometres off the capital. 40 kilometres south of the Isle of Man. So 90 to the coast.
Yeah.
So they're down there in that triangle.
So there was a...
Famously known
quite
as...
Quite a lot of fish were a bit put out by it.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly known as... That's always been known as the weirdo triangle, I think, hasn't it?
The weirdo triangle.
Oh, yeah. Long known. So a further smaller M1.7 earthquake. I'm saying this like I know what it is. It was detected also in the Irish Sea off the English coast near Blackpool, and that was yesterday. Right? So these are a little earthquakes. This Irish National Seismic Network. Now, you wouldn't want to confuse them with the Earthquake Society of Ireland. Oh, my God, no. They'd have you for it. So they were saying the Irish Sea experiences regular events like this. I did not know that. With similar smaller events... on November 17th as well. So there's earthquakes going off around the east coast of the country all the time, and
never nobody knew. Notices it.
Nobody notices
Blooming heck.
Nobody on land has felt this. Nobody on land has reported anything from it. Hard to know this time of year. That must be very frustrating. Most people being a bit under the weather anyway.
A bit frustrating if you're part of the Irish seismic hooja thingy.
The Irish National Seismic Network.
There you
get
go.
It right or don't say it at all, Jim.
So, like, if
very
you're part
serious
of that,
organization.
It's kind of, it must be really awkward because they must feel really let down because, you know, it's like, oh my God, we've had an M2.1. Whoa, baby people.
And everyone goes, what?
What?
Would anyone have noticed? Huh? I would have had fellas on boats. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, never happened.
I mean,
happen.
Literally, a train can go by somebody's house or a plane goes over the house or whatever. It's like, and God almighty, what's that, jeepers? But an earthquake goes off and it's like, what?
A truck drives by our gaff, you're like, Jesus! What are they doing out there?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
An earthquake.
Shaking the teeth in me head.
90 kilometres off the coast, we don't really hear. Like, and this is the great thing, though. This is one of those stories you go, okay, it's a non-story. Unless you're in the Irish National Seismic Network.
Yeah, and the, I mean, all three of them, they're probably beside themselves. They're so happy.
Well, this is it, yeah. You know. But
is that,
I'm just
is that
saying,
their biggest ever, is it?
I'm just saying, it's not no news. It's good news. We give out that there's not enough good news in the papers. Ireland, once again, we've said it before. I want to say it again. We are the safest country in the world when it comes to geography.
Yeah.
We are. We don't have tornadoes. We
and
don't have hurricanes.
And stuff.
Animals. The most dangerous animal in Ireland is a Jack Russell in a bad mood.
There you
That's
go.
That's it. We've the biggest sharks in the world off the coast of Donegal. They've no teeth.
Brilliant.
I'm serious. How? Where else would you get it? We used to have mad wolves. Now what do we have? Chihuahuas that aren't even allowed on the dart. So there's no, we can't be giving out about it too much. And then you get earthquakes. So, Graham, we get earthquakes all the time. That's three earthquakes we've had off the coast.
And all of them put together are less than a truck going outside your
house. And nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. The port tunnel is a bigger hassle, I have to say. You know what I mean? We dog on Ireland an awful lot.
No wonder we're third in the world for, you know, happiest places to live.
Or happiest places to live. Was that it? Well, that was what it was, yeah.
Fantastic.
Right, I'm not, I wouldn't.
Teethless sharks. Toothless sharks. And yeah. Earthquakes that nobody noticed.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's fabulous.
Like the most dangerous thing in Ireland. Honestly, what is it? It's a chipper or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a chipper on a Saturday at 3 o'clock in the morning. These are the things that we, you know what I mean? There's people can't go to work because there's militias and everything. Do you know what I mean?
And there's weird snakes. There's
weird snakes. Look at Australia, a country that is literally designed to kill its inhabitants. That's what it is. Between fires and spiders and bears. Oh my.
Yeah.
Well, there's no bears, but you know what I'm talking about.
Did you just say oh my?
Yeah.
Christmas classic Elton John's Step Into Christmas. If you're an Elton John fan, then St. Stephen's Day, there's a chance to hear an hour-long special about Elton John, his life, his career, all that sort of stuff.
Oh my God, can you imagine how bad that's going to be?
It's one of Dusty's docs.
Oh, sorry about that, yeah. No, that'd be brilliant.
Dusty Rhodes, yeah, is going to do an hour special. St. Stephen's Day, I think it is, for Elton John. There's a few of them over the whole Christmas period. I think he's doing one in ABBA on Christmas Day as well.
Oh, is he?
Pretty cool, yeah. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good now. I'd be into the ABBA one, all right.
Absolutely.
You know I have it.
You have a thing about everybody, for God's sake.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Right, this is it. It is the moment that hopefully we will put somebody else in with a chance of winning an amazing trip to Florida this coming Friday. That's when it all kicks off. Live from Dublin Airport, PJ and myself will make the winning phone call. But whose name will be going into the draw? Hopefully Mike is going to tell us.
Right, lads, we are going to Dublin town to speak to a man who works in IT. So if you've got a problem with your computer, it's best to talk to Daniel Sheridan.
Dan's an IT man, is he?
He's an IT man, yeah.
How's it going, Dan?
Morning, lads, how's things?
Oh, good, Dan, what's your story?
Not much, just getting ready for work here.
Well, you sound very chilled out this morning, I have to say.
Yeah, I've been up a while now, so...
Oh, really? You one of these people, you like us, or do you get up even earlier than us? Are you one of the people that starts work in the middle of the night?
No, not quite, no.
Dan's obviously one of these people, like, you can't be ruffled in IT, right?
Yeah.
You have to be a cool customer in IT.
Yeah.
There's no space for panic in IT,
I know.
PJ.
And he's taken none of my nonsense either, which is a good thing. Right, so we're going to ask you the question then. Who is our Secret Santa of this morning?
It's Conor McGregor.
It is Conor McGregor, of course it is.
Good stuff, Dan. Have you ever been to Florida?
Oh, a few years ago.
All right, okay. You wouldn't...
I could do it going again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Do you have a family to bring?
Doing the wife and two girls.
Excellent. That'll be absolutely perfect.
Well, we're nearly there. Friday, we'll be making the call, Dan. So you know what to do. Keep your fingers and toes and even tie a knot in your hair if you have to, and then hopefully then you'll be the person we'll be calling.
Right, Dan, well listen, the very best of luck. Maybe we'll be talking to you again on Friday. If not, Merry Christmas to you. Have a cracking day anyway. Take care of yourself.
Thanks,
man.
Lads. Happy Christmas. Cheers.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye bye. There you go. Cool customer Dan.
Yeah, cool man Dan.
Cool man Dan.
Fair play. He is the latest one in. We're doing it again just after 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
I'll be telling you the next Secret Santa. That's how it works. You just remember who it is and wait for the call, hopefully.
Next chance to get involved just after 9, this incredible trip to Florida. And of course, as I say, the days, they're running out, you know, to get involved in this. So make sure you stay close to the radio, because this coming Friday is when we actually hand out that amazing holiday.
Secret Santa. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Sorry about that, everybody.
I didn't even do your singing.
No singing from me
this
morning.
People were hanging on in there waiting for a bit of singing.
Yeah, you'll get it. Don't you worry. Maybe I'm saving up for a big one. Who knows? Who knows, Mr. McCabe? It is €810 for the hit bit this morning. That is quite a sizable amount of cash.
Especially pre-Christmas as well.
Yeah. Especially now, yeah, when everybody needs it. Or maybe just like me, you just like to have it in your pocket and think, thank God I didn't spend that on anyone else. Yeah. So there you go. You can hear it. It sounds like this. And of course, you can listen to that as many times as you want on classichits.ie. But first of all, this morning, it's going to be Anne Murphy. Hi, Anne.
How's it going?
How are you, Anne? And what part of the country are you in this morning?
Kildare.
How are you getting on? What's it? Is it nice there, or is it just the same cold and wet and all?
It's just Kildare.
It's just Kildare.
That's a brilliant description.
Well, there you go. That's all you need to know about the
weather. How's the weather in Kildare? Very Kildare-like. Oh, right, yeah, okay.
The Kildare weather. So it's a very Kildare day. Right, let's try and give you a few quid then, Anne. What do you think?
Is it Elvis Presley, Burning Love?
Burning Love, right.
Hunka Hunka, Burning Love. Mike, what an intro to Mike Hogan.
Yeah, Hunka Hunka, yeah, I like that. Anne from Kildare, I'm all shook up for you because it's wrong. I'm so sorry.
Not bad now.
That's all right.
I wish I could say, but I can't. Just threw that in
you
at the end there.
Yeah, he's getting carried away now. Getting totally carried away.
Right, listen, Anne, keep at it. You never know. It's still time to win it pre-Christmas. Merry Christmas to you anyway, but have a good day. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, have a very Kildare day, Anne. Yeah.
Oh, God, I will.
Right, so Claire Lawler is in Galway this morning as well. Hiya, Claire.
Morning, lads. How are you?
How are you getting
good.
On? I'm good. It's gold.
Good as gold. Right, what's the story? How is your Christmas coming into shape? Is it looking well?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I'm actually heading away on holidays on Stephen's Day, so I'm super excited.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you off to?
I'm going out to Australia.
Oh, you're joking.
Fantastic.
How long? A year or two, I hope.
No, just for a month. I lived there before, so I'm going back for a holiday.
Which bit of Oz are you going to?
Sydney.
Fantastic.
Left the two of us, don't know what to say now.
I know PJ was saying earlier on that Australia is a country designed to kill its inhabitants, but I'd still like to go.
It's beautiful, it's gorgeous.
Is it fantastic? Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's on the bucket
list.
Jim,
but
the money really helps out.
Say again?
The money would be really helpful.
Yeah.
It would,
of course,
absolutely.
It would. You need to get security and all to go over there so you don't get mugged by kangaroos and trains and everything. Wildlife is trying to kill you all the time. That's all I'm saying.
Right, what are you going for?
Whitney Houston, Higher Love.
Right, so Higher Love. What do you reckon, Mike?
Claire Lawler, you've won nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh,
I croaked a little at the
cruel.
End.
That was cruel, Claire.
Yeah,
it was
but
cruel.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that.
He's only rubbing it in because you're off to Australia. That's what it is.
I know.
Listen, Claire, enjoy Australia. Merry Christmas. And sure, don't give up on the hit bit just yet. There's still time to win it before Christmas comes.
No worries. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
See you later, Claire.
Cheers.
Have a good
one. Bye-bye. Right. So it's Damien Farrelly then later on this afternoon, 20 to 5 for another shot at the hit bit.
Yeah, you can get another chance of putting that, I nearly said lump in your trousers.
PJ's Life Hacks.
Yeah, it's the return of PJ's Life Hacks, and naturally, of course, with the season that's in it, this one is all themed around how you can survive Christmas.
Oh, no, Jim. Survival is the easy part. This is much more about abandoning the nonsense of family happiness on a day when you can compete against each other instead? We all strive and have striven and failed so many times to sit around at Christmas and basically pretend to like each other and think we're going to get away with it. Damn it all. Damn it all to hell, Jim. If you can't join them, beat them. That's what I say when it comes to Christmas. So there's this agency, they're called Kinetic. They are a defence agency and they work with the Ministry of Defence over in England to design weapons for the military and to come up with ideas.
This is feeding into a Christmas life hack, is it? Militarised.
Yeah, of course. Companies are, like I said, if you can't join them, you beat them.
Right.
So you find some experts.
It's an alternative approach to Christmas. I like it.
Yeah, so if you find some expert to take your head out of the ridiculous game of joy and happiness and try and get to win something. So in the off chance that we get snow this year. Actually,
right.
It's not an off chance anymore. It's looking, the snow started, of course, last weekend. And the bookies have slashed the odds for a white Christmas. So a potential white Christmas could happen. That means snowballs, that means fights, and that means you have to know what to do to win in a snowball fight. So how do you make the perfect snowball? Well, thankfully they tell you. Check the weather.
Military, so you're going full military grade snowball.
This is Kinetic has told us how to do it. So here's what you do. You wear gloves, you don't wear mittens. That's the first mistake. Individual fingers give gloves the larger surface area it needs. Heat can escape. So you need that, thereby slightly melting the snow as you squeeze it into a ball. You can make a much harder, better curved ball. Scoop the snow up with cupped hands. Do not stick a flat hand into the snow. Do not do that.
That would be a bit ridiculous.
Typically fresh, uncompacted snow. It's about 90 to 95% got trapped air. So you need to squish it down as much as you can.
Get the air out of it.
Make sure you hear that ball crunch.
So you want it to be a borderline rock. You want a slitter flying through the air.
Do you want to win or do you want to have fun, Jim? Because I'm in this to win this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in this for the crack.
It's not about the taking part, it's the winning that counts.
Now, finally, you're on the same page. So you squeeze with increasing pressure, gradually increasing pressure. The snow should make these muffled cracking noises, as we just said. But avoid excessive pressure because you don't want to crush your balls. They could disintegrate under stress.
Wow.
The trick, says Professor Main, is to compress it enough to enable it to stick together, but not enough for it to be clumped into a piece of ice. There you go, important. Then you make a pile of snowballs. This making one snowball and throwing it is the
inefficient
practice of idiots. You make a pile of snowballs.
Yeah.
That also
you
makes
them
harder.
You want to basically be the machine gun of snowballing.
Exactly.
Right.
You need to ensure you have enough ammunition in case of retaliation that you can win in any fight. So setting your snowballs aside to them, it will help improve them. There you go. Your missiles will slowly freeze. They become firmer, deeper and crisper. Throw the first snowball, fire at will. Win is what you need to do.
Wow.
So
that's the scariest snowball fight I've ever heard described.
That's what you want to do.
That is.
At least then you have the pleasure.
Warfare.
Yes, after children may be crying. Aunties may be giving out to you. But you can sit there with the warm glow of a winner.
Victory.
Of
a winner. In your heart.
In your heart. And then, of course, what's going to happen? You're going to sit down to dinner and then the Christmas crackers come out. Well, well, well. Wouldn't the little creatures and animals and children, I think they're called, be delighted if they won in the Christmas cracker? Here's how to make sure they never win. Here's how to make sure you win all the time. So I'm putting a cracker. You have to make sure that gravity is on your side. This is a big thing. So you hold your hand lower than the other person, so the cracker tilts slightly downwards and towards you. That's a very important part.
Okay.
Gravity
has to play its part.
When you're our age, Jim, gravity tends not to be our friend.
It's never our friend.
On Christmas Day, when it comes to pulling crackers, gravity is indeed your friend. So hold it slightly lower. To prevent the cracker tearing, you use a two-handed grip.
Ooh.
So you get your two hands on.
Two-handed grip.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
That's amazing. Let the other person get the one hand. Let them have it pointing upwards. And then you let them do a slow. You do a slow pull, or try not to move your hand at all. Let them do the yank.
Right. So you're basically just holding your ground.
Hold your ground.
I like it.
Double handed. Get the L heels dug in. Tilt it towards you so you have the benefit of gravity. Every single time, you're going to be a winner. Military experts, Kinetic, have told us this. So what happens after that when you win constantly? You have all the party hats. No one gets to wear them and look stupid. You have all the toys. No annoyance. No stuff rolling around the floor. They're all in your pockets. Preferably the bin. So like we said before, kids will be crying. Aunties will be grumpy. But you will have the warm glow now of a double winner. in the house for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Happy Christmas
brilliant.
To yeah. nobody yeah. and enjoy it very much. Sit there in the storm. Well, imagine how good Stevens' day is going to be. What did you do for Christmas? Well, I think you'll find I won.
Yeah, Crowded House Weather with you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. We need to give a big shout out to Madison. Because Dave Mack in Cork City was on, wants us to give a shout out to his daughter, Madison. She's doing her first Christmas show today.
Ah, brilliant. Happy very much. I'm doing my best.
You're just going to leave it there.
I'm doing my best here, Jim. Come on.
Well done. Yeah, no, to be fair, it was convincing.
I almost convinced myself for a second.
It was very convincing. I'm impressed by you, buddy. You're doing really well. Quick reminder, of course, we haven't played our Bowie song so far. There'll definitely be a Bowie song before the end of the show. It is your chance to win tickets to go along to the Dublin Bowie Festival. See a couple of legends that hung out a lot with David Bowie, played on all of his tracks. Well, a lot of his tracks. Woody Woodmanson, legendary drummer, of course. Tony Visconti, legendary producer with Bowie for a long, long time. When you hear the Bowie song, win onto the WhatsApp 087-188-0008, but only when you hear that Bowie song. Still to come, of course, speaking of winning, we've the Breakfast Table Quiz. Pretty low score yesterday, wasn't
it? It's only five to beat, so that's definitely today is the day to play. Six or more, you're in the lead.
Yeah. And also, you've got something about untrustworthy people. This is kind of... You're in a strange mood today.
Am I? Yeah, I suppose. Well, we're getting closer and closer to
Doom. You've turned Christmas into some sort of military exercise.
Hey, I showed people how to be the benefactor of Christmas is what I did.
And now you got to look out for the sniggledy snakes among us.
There's certain jobs... I seem to show that certain people have certain traits. That's all I'm saying.
Right, okay.
So if you're a banker... It's probably not the most trustworthy person in the neighbourhood.
Right. If you want to find out more, stick with us. It's on the way. Christmas classic here at Classic Hits. Let it snow, let it snow. That was a bit sneaky, to be honest with you. That was a little bit sneaky on our
that
part.
What has been done has been very sneaky on our part, I have to say.
Yeah, because you know we have the no repeat guarantee that if we play a song, if we repeat a song between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, if you spot it... You get a grand. We did actually play Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow earlier on.
But it was Michael Bublé's
one. It was Michael Bublé.
So that's Michael Bublé to... Who's your man? Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
Doesn't qualify.
It has to be the exact
same. Mind you,
of
course, we already gave away a grand last night, Damien Farrelly.
And to be fair to you, Jim, you did everything you could to tell people it was going to happen.
I did try and point you in that direction.
You bordered on getting sacked with the amount of clues you gave.
I tell you something, I'm still worried the money's coming out of my pocket over it, you know. But anyway, yeah, because Damien Farrelly replayed... Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
He did.
Which, coincidentally, has gone to the top of the US charts for the first time ever.
In 25 years.
That's mad.
First time in 25 years. Imagine.
The fact that it's around 25 years is kind of mad.
I know, yeah. You think now, you'd retire. Yeah. We were saying this yesterday.
You think it had a good run.
Myself and Mike were just saying.
As of the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that you can put up with and you enjoy, that's one of the better ones, I think. At least it's got a bit of a sort of a, yeah, a bit of a bop to it.
That's true enough, yeah. That's true. It's just, you know, something I should swallow down. For the week that's in it, I need to shut up. I'm just saying, the repetitiveness that is Christmas is a little bit hard to carry sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
It was very good for one person yesterday because that repetitiveness won them €1,000 when Damien Farrelly replayed Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, because that's what it's all about between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. The same song from the same artist. If you hear it repeated... Money's yours, yeah.
£1,000 in the pocket.
Yeah. Now, that was a bit sneaky on our behalf.
Yeah, now...
But there are other sneaky people in the world.
And apparently us, music playing folk aren't the sneakiest people out there. But it is a suspicion that many of us have had and harboured for a long time. But a study of Twitter activity... and we all know Twitter is literally the secret of life.
Yeah.
Right?
Certainly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What could be a sneaky life anyway. What could be more reliable than Twitter?
Yeah.
Has found that the least agreeable people in society... are bankers, car dealers, landlords and mortgage brokers.
Why does that not come as a massive shock?
What a rogues gallery that is.
How come there wasn't a huge gasp of surprise there?
I don't know. Now, of course, this is Twitter, right? So if you're out there and you're any of these things, you do have a strong defence in your part to say that's just gob...
That's the Twitterati at work.
But they do say, right, they appear to lack compassion. They're reluctant to cooperate compared with other people in their jobs. And top scientists got involved in this. So, you know, your man Cox, Brian Cox, and Richard Dawkins. So they're two pretty high in their field scientists. They went and looked into this as well. Researchers created personality profiles for 128,000 people in 3,500 jobs. Now, that's quite a lot. That's a pretty sort of widespread sort of survey.
Yeah.
Investment bankers were in the bottom 20% for agreeableness. Now, you might say, what's agreeableness? What does that mean? Well, that apparently is the tendency to be compassionate or cooperative to other people. And they're way down the bottom. I'm on a rant here because I just again yesterday got refused another chance of getting a mortgage. So you can all go and fart in your knickers as far as I'm concerned today. Banker folks. So wedding planner.
Especially since mortgage brokers was one of the other ones you mentioned.
Oh, I know.
And then, of course, the other one.
I don't even think it's the brokers. The brokers are mad to make the few quid. They're like, the brokers are literally coming back to me now at this stage and going, PJ, will you stop asking? Because I have other clients who actually have a chance. And you are just
in the way.
And
then landlords you mentioned.
So landlords.
You've had your say on them in the past.
I certainly have.
So the only ones you haven't really encountered then are the car dealers.
I'll be honest with you, I've good car dealers. I do. I haven't had bad experience. I'm one of the lucky few. I've never had a bad experience with a car dealer.
And no car dealer's ever not giving you a car.
That's very true. They'll always give you a car. I've actually been very lucky with car dealers. You know, they always give me a spare and all this when I need a few bits and pieces done. I can't complain about that. I'm working on it, but I can't complain about it yet. So wedding planners and executive chefs.
Wedding planners?
Now, they're not in the bad one, though. This is on the other end of the survey.
Oh, I was just going to say.
They have been, and we've said
this before. If you're a least agreeable wedding planner,
you'd be doing no business.
I don't think you'd be doing great.
And you think, but they are the most extroverted. They're the top 5% of extroverts. Yeah. We always say it. We've said it on this show many times.
Frunk.
Chefs are nuts.
Yeah.
Chefs are bonkers.
Chefs are very agreeable.
No, when it comes to extroverts.
Oh, extroverts.
Chefs are nuts. So half of them are. If they're not cooking, they're jarred. They're all mad. They're all mad, chefs.
The old cooking sherry goes to their head.
When it comes to the agreeableness thing, right? Sorry to confuse you there, in fairness. I wasn't very clear. Teachers, the most conscientious when it comes to, being helpful and thoughtful and all that. Teachers,
you'd need the patience
right
of a saint to be a teacher.
You would.
Nowadays.
When
you can't kind of clip people around
the
ear.
I mean, I got a couple of digs off teachers. Hitting kids and all. I don't know. I think I deserved it. Researchers also looked at the 10 values such as tradition, helping others, success, excitement,
just
pleasure.
Just thinking of all these kids driving to school with their parents going, what does he mean, mummy?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean.
Nobody would ever hit anybody, would they?
No, they would if given the chance. Listen, kids. Given the chance. There's people out there who give you a right slap. I may be one of them. Can't happen. It's never going to happen. But just gets given the chance, kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
There's those of us had a few kicks in the back of the trousers and we'll be only too happy to hand them back down.
Tell you something. You're gonna get that thing for it. Forget about the bogeyman. People will be told, if you don't eat that, I'll tell you something. PJ will be coming for you.
Do you want the man from the radio call over? If you don't eat your dinner. No, not the man from the radio. The cranky man who hates Christmas.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Yeah, on board this week with So Hotels. And actually, if you're looking for any sort of last-minute Christmas present ideas, you can celebrate Christmas with a So Hotel gift voucher, the perfect gift this Christmas. You can find out more at sohotels.ie. And of course, they've got six destinations for you to choose from. Castle Oaks Hotel and Castle Troy Park Hotel in Limerick. Athlone Springs Hotel and Athlone Charleville Park Hotel in Cork, Loughrea. Hotel and Spa in Galway and the Collection Hotel in Portlaoise. And as I say, the vouchers can be used in any of those destinations. Sohotels.ie. Now, we have an overnight stay to give to you this week as our prize. Again, you get to choose where you want to go, any of the six destinations. You also get full Irish breakfast and three-course dinner.
You absolutely do.
Part of this prize.
And better still, five is the score to beat, so only six. We'll put you into the lead for the breakfast table quiz this morning. So we're going to have a real good go at this. This is the last breakfast table quiz full week before Christmas.
That's
too.
That's it, yeah.
So let's get stuck in. Cara Foley's going to have a go in Cork this morning. Hiya, Cara.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, Cara. What's your story today? Work, rest or play for you?
Oh, work.
Very nice, yeah. Very nice. How's Christmas shaping up for you, though? At least, have you got any of that done?
God, no.
Ah, brilliant, Cara.
That was a real... Don't be ridiculous. Yeah.
God, PJ, you think...
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is
are you one of them? Are you going to go in and do
God,
the?
Yeah.
Are you really? God, that's mercenary stuff. That's like the
hardcore.
That's the Vietnam War of Christmas shopping. People
hardcore,
that do that.
Hardcore, Cara. Well done.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen. Let's see if we can sort you out at least with this prize, an overnight stay at any of the Soho Hotel six destinations. At the moment, it's only five to beat. So that sounds good. Yeah. At least, Cara. Yeah.
I still wouldn't hold my breath.
Ever the optimist. Right. Listen. The very best of luck. 60 seconds. Here we go.
What type of creature is a bullfinch?
A bird.
Canada has two separate land borders with what country?
Alaska and America.
It's USAF. A fawn is the name given to the young of which animal?
A deer.
By what name is Hollywood actor and wrestling star Dwayne Johnson better known?
The Rock.
Which Jane Austen novel features the character Mr. Darcy?
Jane Eyre?
It's Pride and Prejudice. Spectacles are used to aid what of the five senses?
Eyes.
What M is the name given to the period of 1,000 years?
Millennium.
Which scale is used to measure the magnitude of an earthquake?
The Richter scale.
The Forbidden City and the Summer Palace are located in what Chinese city?
No, pass.
Beijing, complete the proverb. Charity begins at?
Home.
Complete the title of this 1954 Alfred Hitchcock thriller. Dial M for what?
Murder.
The Merlot grape is used to produce which type of wine? Is it red or white?
Red.
In 1996, which US rap trio had a hit single with Killing Me Softly?
Yes, well done you. That sounded like some good scoring to me.
I think you did well, and some of those questions were long. I felt like I was bursting into rap, to be honest with you, trying to get them
out. And we're okay with the American one. Did you give me the thumbs up on the
Alaska
USA one?
Yeah, Alaska is an American state, so definitely
cool.
That counts.
Right,
yeah.
Well, that means then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11!
Hey, that's a great score. Well done, Cara.
You.
You must be pleased with that, Cara.
I am.
Tell you something, that could well be a winning score, you know. It could well be a winning score. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
For the moment, though, you're top of the leaderboard, Cara. Well done.
Thank you.
The best of luck for the rest of the week. And, of course, over Christmas and all that. Merry Christmas to you. Hopefully
likewise.
It's a belter for you.
And lads, love the show.
You're very kind. Thanks a million.
And we love you, Cara.
Yeah. Took you long enough to get the compliment in there at the end, Cara. We left a big space for you to say nice things about us and everything, and it took you ages. Have a good day, Cara.
Your mug.
Take care of yourself. Good luck.
See you later, Mike.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.